So this morning is gorgeous and the sun is shining, so maybe your windshield is not all frosty, but you know that we are only on the cusp of the season.
I'm sorry, I just started going. I watched Finding Nemo so many times when my younger siblings were growing up, and I just heard, the sun is shining, the tank is clean. if anyone can relate with that. Anyway, sorry to derail. Go ahead.
That's okay. The sun is shining and the tank is clean. But frosty windshields.
Yes.
Frosted window panes. Not on your car. It's not fun.
I like frosty mugs of root beer, but not so much frosty windshields.
I like warm mugs of cocoa.
I thought you were going to say warm root beer, and I was like,
no.
I don't know you.
But did you know that Dr. Pepper was originally served hot?
As a hot drink, yeah.
Yeah. Should try that sometime.
There's a... I'm going to get... Never mind.
We're so hot Kool-Aid. Sidetracked. Everyone is
non-sequiturs
waiting with
are kind of my forte.
Breath here going, what are they going
to
say?
No, these are great tips and tricks that we
they
found
are.
On the internet.
Okay, so let's just get to the point. How to stop ice from building up on your car windshield. First trick.
Okay.
3 parts white vinegar, 1 part water in a spray bottle.
I've heard that.
Spray it on your windows at night before any frost is formed, and you should be clear in the morning.
Okay.
Interesting. Next trick, rubbing alcohol. Mix 2 parts rubbing alcohol, 1 part water, spray it on the windows the night before. It can also be used to melt ice that is already ready on the car, relieving you from any scraping.
Sure.
Here's my thing. I don't know if those two things, would they hurt the finish on your vehicle if they get on the paint? I don't know, and I'm afraid to try it for that
I'm
reason.
Sorry. Now I'm thinking Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing. I don't know.
I don't know either. But this is the one that really intrigued me. Like, the other two are like, oh, okay, cool,
yeah,
whatever.
Sure.
This is the one. Are you ready?
Yes.
If you don't have either of those items, experts also say you can try rubbing a half an onion on your windows. Cut an onion in half and
as if
rub
my
it
neighbors don't
windows.
Think I'm odd enough already. It's like chopping up onions.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, like, the tears from my eyes are going to be floating down onto my windshield as
this
well,
would
too.
Fit. I can tell you. Do you know what would happen if I was out there rubbing an onion on my car? Ken and Janice would walk by. Yeah, I know you listen. It's okay. They walk by every time we're doing something really weird. And I'm not even kidding. Like, half the time they're like, what you up to? Yeah, we know. We're weird. Love them.
Just rubbing onions.
Glad they don't judge us.
To ward off the cold from my car.
Apparently, rubbing onion. I so want someone
I've
to
I've heard
try
of blooming
this.
Onions. This is rubbing onions.
Rubbing onions. Don't use the blooming onion because the grease would.
Yeah. That it's going to be cold the next couple mornings, so try this and let us know if it works.
I really want to know.
And if it hurts your car.
Yeah, that too.
It won't, I'm sure. So, this came across Facebook because, of course, that's where we spend
Facebook.
A lot of time. And I thought, that's odd.
Okay.
And apparently lots of other folks thought it was odd, too, considering the number of times that it's been shared. A soccer or football referee from the UK, from Great Britain, has been suspended.
Now, let's just make sure that the non-sportsy people like myself understand.
Yes.
Like, soccer in the UK is...
It's
bigger
a huge,
than
huge
football
deal.
Here.
I would
mean,
say
it's
so, yeah.
Huge.
It's a
Absolutely.
Global
it's
sport.
Huge.
I mean, and they love their soccer over there.
Yes.
Well, a referee has been suspended for what he deems, quote, a moment of madness. What did he do? Did he, like, rip off his shirt and start clucking like a chicken and run around? No, his moment of madness is when he asked two team captains to play rock, paper, scissors to decide who gets the ball first. Now, normally, even like we have here in the States, the referee does what? Flips a coin. Sometimes it's commemorative, and it's whoever wins the coin toss, call it in the air, that sort of a thing, and who kicks off to whom, kind of similar to what they do in soccer. Well, David McNamara, who's the referee in question, asked the two sportswomen, because this was a women's Super League match, which sounds super cool. Super League.
Super League is super cool,
It was
cool,
back in October. He asked them to play rock, paper, scissors to decide who got the ball first because he found himself without a coin to flip. It's like, anybody have a quarter? Or
yeah,
I don't know. What's,
anything?
What's the equivalent of that over in the UK? Anyway, the incident fell afoul of the sport's regulatory body, the Football Association. It was a Manchester City home game against Reading. And again, Women's Super League. And they said,
no.
Can't do that. Gotta have a coin.
Okay, can I say I have to agree fully with this because, and this is me being honest, rock, paper, scissors totally stresses me out.
Right?
Because I've never been trying to know if it's, okay, it's one, two, three, and do you do it on three? Do you do it
yes.
after? I never know what
I have
I'm
been
doing,
playing
and
with Cooper all
out.
The time because somebody, I don't know if it's Lindsay or Uncle Will or somebody taught Cooper rock, paper, scissors, and I'm like, dude, is it one, two, three, shoot, or is it go on three?
He
just does the same thing every single time. It's rock, 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 and he just smashes whatever I have. I'm like, dude, paper covers rock. We're learning.
I will say, if you ever play against me, throw a paper because chances are I do it wrong and panic and just go with rock because it's easy
it's
and it
the
stresses
default.
Me out.
So we can identify with this guy.
Yes.
He got suspended. The game was on national TV in the UK and they were playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Gotta have your stuff like your Aldi quarter. Just saw a little PSA on Facebook.
Yeah.
Friends, Thanksgiving is coming up. In fact, it's a week away from today. So,
oh, wow. It is, yeah.
Message, call your mom or dad now about the Wi-Fi password so they can find that little piece of paper it's written on in time for Thanksgiving. So,
yes. Because otherwise, you'll spend your entire Thanksgiving
My mom and dad are
it.
Like totally hip to it. But like, I swear,
so
every time we go for Christmas or a holiday to my grandparents and I will love them.
Right.
But it's always, oh yeah, where did I put that little slip of paper that has the password?
You know, and isn't that just how life is? Like you lose things that are really important, right?
Yes.
And that actually happened at our house yesterday.
And usually when you lose something, you start blaming other folks,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Because especially when you're married, it's always your spouse's
or your child
fault.
Is very dependent on their mother, and it's like, Mom, somebody stole my. No, they didn't.
Well, Dean and I are currently painting. We have this big painting project: living room, dining area, kitchen, entryway, hallway. I mean, this is a big project, and we have this one golden screwdriver. I call it golden because it may as well be made out of gold with as important as it has become in our lives, okay? We used the screwdriver at length on Tuesday, okay? I know we did. I know it was in the kitchen. I got home yesterday. I started painting. The husband was at work. I started, you know, back into work. I was looking for the screwdriver. I couldn't see. I was like, that's so weird. We just had it. I looked all over, couldn't find it. Whatever. I'm going to move on. I'm just going to paint around stuff that I can't get off the wall. Whatever.
Yes.
So I did that. So Dean comes home last night. Hey, where's that screwdriver? I don't know. I've been looking for it all day. Well, where'd you put it? Excuse me? Where'd you put it? So we started blaming. I don't know. And I'm throwing him under the bus here. I shouldn't blame him because I may have blamed him before he blamed me. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't even blaming me. Maybe I was just feeling defensive, which is possible.
Sure.
Anyways, we squabbled over this stupid screwdriver all night, and we got not happy with one another. Okay?
And again, now in the morning light, it's, it's a screwdriver.
No, morning before we left the house, he drove me to work this morning. Did you ever find this? I don't know where the screwdriver is. It went, oh my goodness. And I even looked at him and said, where would
don't
you have put it?
Don't let the sun go down on your tool shop raft.
Where would you have put it if you had used it last? And he's like, I was standing right here. I just received a message from him that he is somewhere at the station. He needs to get into the studio.
Oh, he needs to defend himself here.
Yeah, I was standing right here. Yeah, I got a Snapchat from my husband a little while ago.
Totally cool, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's a picture of the screwdriver.
Oh.
Sitting on the windowsill in our kitchen. May I add, right where he was standing.
Michelle just instant messaged us in the studio and said he is totally sitting in the car, not coming in. I wanted to open the opportunity for you to defend yourself, sir.
We tried. He's totally sitting in the car. So he found it.
Oh, there he is. There he is. Okay, he's here.
Come in here, dear. Get in here. You need to defend yourself. He's here.
Okay.
There's a mic.
Real quick, before we get into our last
tunes. Have you even heard what we were saying?
Okay, so we'll get Dean on a mic real quick here so he can see. So this apparently the sun went down on wrath of some sort over this misplaced screwdriver.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Yes. All right. Great. Welcome and good morning.
Good morning.
I think you guys have a date planned, right?
Day. We do date.
So your side?
What's your side of the screwdriver story?
My side of the screwdriver story is I did not know where my screwdriver was.
And it was very important to have it.
It was the one I had that was of that size, and I was needing that size.
And so, again.
And was there blame placed on the wife?
I don't know that blame was directly placed. I know
tangentially placed.
The wife and also mom, I should point out, frequently points out to me and to the entire family that it's not lost until mama can't find it.
Yes, that is true.
Words of wisdom.
And searching,
it was lost.
Searching yesterday, where is my screwdriver, was the imperative question. And mama couldn't find it.
And mama kept asking, where did you put it?
I didn't know where I put it. If I knew where I put it, I would go there and retrieve it.
I don't need to say anything. I'm just enjoying watching this.
Which that was alluded to. Well, did you put it away? No, I didn't put it. I was. It was right where he was standing. It was right where you were. I love you so much.
I was standing in so many places that day. I can't keep track of all of that.
He looked at me this morning. He said, I used it to tap on the lid of the paint. I was standing right here. It was on the windowsill right in front of him. I love you, dear.
I sent a Snapchat, a photo of that screwdriver on the windowsill to Hillary this morning. Yes.
Love you.
Love you, too.
You guys have a great date day today. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.